The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Pardon me for clearing my throat. Yes. So, you've heard the story of the prodigal son so many times that you could probably recite it from memory, couldn't you? Yes, you could. At least the highlights. But you ever realize the most important point in the story is a change in perspective from what we are supposed to do to who we are supposed to become? This is one of the most important lessons we can possibly learn, and it's taught in the parable of the prodigal son, of the Good Samaritan, from what we are supposed to do to who we are supposed to become. Now, the parable begins when a scholar of the law says to Jesus, "Who's my neighbor?" Scholar of the law. The Greek word was nomikos. He was an expert in the law and the prophets and the Torah, and he knows the commandment from the book of Leviticus to love your neighbor as yourself. So he says, "Who's my neighbor? Who's the one I'm supposed to love?" That's how the parable begins. And the parable ends when Jesus insists, your neighbor is not another person who you're supposed to offer love to. The neighbor is you. The neighbor is the one you are supposed to become. You could say that the entire story begins with this question, "Hey, teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Every thinking person asks this question. We realize just how brief this life is, how it flies like a dream. We've seen time and time again how the end comes like a thief in the night. Every thinking person asks the question, Hey, Jesus, what do I have to do to get into heaven? And how does Jesus answer? He says, "Well, just have faith in me and do whatever you want." No, he doesn't say that, does he? There's a real moral law. Love God and love your neighbor, right? But with the demands of that law being so high, the scholar of the law, just like us, we ask God, "Lord, is there a way that I can keep the demands of your law without the demands being so demanding?" And the answer this parable gives is no. Love can never be reduced to a rule you're supposed to keep. We live most of our lives trying to reduce love to a rule we're supposed to keep. To go from rather thinking about who we're supposed to become to thinking about what we're supposed to do. Someone asks for help with charity. We ask the question, how much do I have to give? Somebody asks for help with a project or a personal favor. How much time is this going to cost me, right? We do it all, especially Catholics, right? How late can I show up to Mass and it still counts, right? Can I make a dash for the door at communion? Will it still count? We're always trying to reduce everything to a rule to keep. And we ask, what's the best way we can reduce it to a rule? And this parable says you're asking the wrong question. Love is the rule. It's a self-sacrificial giving from the heart that can never be reduced to anything else. That's either there or it's not. That's the command of God. That's what justifies us in God's sight. That's what makes us worthy of eternal life. It's a commandment that only God could give. And honestly, it's a commandment that only God can keep. And that's why we're here. We know by our own strength we can't do this, not with God and not with one another. That's why we receive the Eucharist. That's why we live a spiritual life. That's why we go to confession. That's why we get down on our knees and pray that I can be better this day, dear God, than I was yesterday. The question that Jesus poses to the scholar of the law, which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? It's a question that he poses to each one of us as well, and his answer to us is the same. Go now and do the same. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Faustina, pray for us.